I'd like to welcome you to another Artistic Civic Theater podcast. I am Chad Daniel, the Executive Director here at Artistic Civic Theater. And joining me, we have Levi Witt.
Hi.
Spencer Dunn.
Hello.
And Kurt Johnson.
Salutations.
But he spells his name Kurt with an I, which is
odd.
Yeah,
it's different.
Mm-hmm. It's
odd. The common running joke in my family is that my doctor just misspelled it on the birth certificate, and they were too lazy to change it.
Oh, so. You had a good doctor. I get really frustrated with people who spell their name weird.
Sorry.
Right. No, it's you're Spencer.
No, Spencer is not that weird.
Yeah. But with an S.
But
it's not with a C. No, it's not with a C.
Oh, never mind.
We're married.
In the play.
It's all about getting into character, really.
Yeah.
No. So we're here talking about Rumors. We're very excited here at Artistic Civic Theater. It's just going to be hilarious. I'd like to start off and just kind of ask you guys about you. So let's start with Spencer, since she is the lady. And so Spencer, tell us a little bit about your background.
It all started on a cold winter's night. I was not supposed to be born on the day I was, but the nurse was doing the checkup and she accidentally broke my mom's water. So I wasn't ready.
Hopefully she brought her another one.
Yep.
It was a Perrier.
Didn't know that was possible. The nurse could accidentally.
With the vortex, I guess so.
The vortex. The portal.
The portal. Well, I have been doing shows with ACT since the summer going into ninth grade year. For high school, I did Fiddler on the Roof, and that was really fun, and I was like, I'll just keep doing stuff. And my last show here was, well, besides All Together Now, was Guys and Dolls in 2018, 2019. I don't know why I'm looking at you. You weren't in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got your schedule right here in front of me.
As you should. I went to college for vocal performance.
Who did you play in Guys and Dolls?
Oh, I played Adelaide. Played Adelaide twice. I have a nasal quality to my voice anyway, so I was like, I can just do it. Even then, and they will never know.
Oh, yeah.
I went to college for vocal performance, and now I'm back, and I haven't done a show since 2020 when COVID said hello, and I said no thank you. We were in the middle of Sound of Music Tech Week. Like, we were going to, our opening night was that Thursday, and then Tuesday they were like, can't do it.
Your senior year?
Yeah, this is my senior year. So that got cut short. I realized I am not great at virtual learning. And then I just saw Rumors, and I've actually never done a straight play before.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, you know what? Let's try it out.
You auditioned like a pro.
You did.
I was so nervous.
When I saw you and Levi read together, I was like, that's it. That's what we're looking for.
Not for
this play, but
maybe some other.
Maybe something else. And that's how we connect. We bring you back around, people. It's called entertainment.
Welcome to the show. Next, we have Mr. Levi Witt. He's going to talk a little bit about his background.
I have been... I was a theatrical kid. Pretty theatrical kid. It started in 1996. since we're going all the way back. I would entertain. We went to Disney World, and I got a Captain Hook costume in like 105 degree Florida weather.
How old were you?
I was like five.
I
loved Captain Hook.
Last year.
So I would just pretend to be Captain Hook in front of people. So I guess that's when it started. And my family is musical. They don't really act, but a lot of musicians in my family. A lot of vocalists and... So I kind of was...
Performers.
Yeah, they're performers, yeah. And so I started doing theater in... Well, technically it was middle school. We had a... We were going to do... what was it? It was Law and Order Fairy Tale Unit. Yeah.
I
don't... Dun, dun, dun.
I actually know that
very
show.
Very exciting. Then it got canceled.
Hilarious. Order.
Yeah, it got canceled.
I so love
we did a variety show, and then I started doing... plays in high school, mm-hmm. and I auditioned for the one act my freshman year, which I thought was kind of brave of me to do, mm-hmm. because normally the upperclassmen would audition for the one act, but it wasn't because I was feeling brave, it's just because I was so naive and, like, ignorant of that fact that I just like, oh, play, I'll do it. So I was the only, like, freshman who auditioned for this class, and there are seniors everywhere, and they're like, what are you doing here, you know? And, did a lot of musicals in high school, and then did one act competitions, won an All-Star Cast Award for one of the roles.
Wow. Oh, speak louder, Levi.
Yeah, whatever.
That's an accomplishment. And
then, what show was that?
It was the complete work of, no, the complete works of William Shakespeare Bridge. After high school, I haven't completed college yet because I've just had to work, you know, yeah. My family didn't really go to college, so, but I was a camp counselor in Atlanta with the Atlanta Workshop Players.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I got to do some classes there, and...
Is that part of the Alliance? Is that what I'm...
No, there are a few people who may have worked in the Alliance, but they're their own.
Well, you know, Alliance does a camp thing, like a... Summer,
yes, yeah, it was different from that. I wanted to do the Alliance camp, but I never got to. But yeah, did... worked with some people there, and my friend Jack, who was one of my co-counselors, he's actually on the Dexter revival.
Oh.
He plays Dexter's son.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jack.
Jack. Give us a call.
Yeah.
And, what's up, Jack?
So, and I'm currently in classes at Dalton State, so.
We did Les Mis together.
We did do Les Mis together. Oh. Here at ACT.
Yeah.
And Kurt was in that, too. Oh, my gosh.
That was the first musical I did after I moved back here from... living in Chicago for a number of years.
Okay. Yeah.
That was so fun. Did you jump off the barricade, or am I making that up?
No, I got shot on the barricade.
Who were you playing? Gavroche? Or?
Well, I played... yeah, that was when I was 7.5 years old.
Wait, that was...
And,
Bethany Sutherland, I think, played Gavroche.
Yes. No, I was barricade boy. I was like a beggar. I was the aunt.
You got in... Someone. You got barricade boy?
Yeah. I know! I auditioned so many times.
Right?
Yeah. Wes Finney directed it, and it was... I got shot, but there was this little piece of wood that I had to lay on. I was afraid I was going to fall off. But I did it because I didn't want Wes to yell at me.
So, you're listening, Wes.
With love. Yeah, love. I respect you very much. That's why I was like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
I
try to avoid yelling as a director. I know sometimes, you know, we have positive and negative reinforcement. I try to not yell. I haven't yelled yet.
Spencer and Levi... Mm-hmm. Both, I've seen them both in shows, and they light up the stage. I mean, and I'm not being silly. I'm serious. And just, there's something to see. So you got to get over here and see this, because they are very funny and very engaging, and it's just wonderful to watch them. It was wonderful to watch them at the audition, so I can't imagine what they're going to do at the show. I better laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And then we have Kurt Johnson, who's here.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Dalton, Georgia. I was a theatrical kid. I mean, from kindergarten on, 5 years old, I was always doing like the school play, the church Easter play. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever I could get a foot in the door, I was pretty much there.
Mm-hmm.
To the annoyance of a lot of older kids.
Did you ever play Baby Jesus?
No. Man, I was a darn good shepherd.
Oh!
I said last year.
Last year.
He was double cast as the shepherd and Baby Jesus.
Yeah, it really stretched my, you know, acting muscles. No.
And I got to, by the way, I got to act with Kurt this summer.
Mm-hmm,
wonderful actor.
Yeah, we got to work together in Twelfth Night, which mm-hmm. was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did theater all through middle school, high school. I went to Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, majored in theater, and then shortly after that, after I graduated, I moved to Chicago and tried to be a starving artist there.
Mm.
And I did a few shows. One of my roommates started a small independent theater company called Dramatis Personae. Had fun there, but you know, after a certain point, got a little homesick. I was there for almost 8 years. So I decided to make the move back to this area, and I've been acting pretty much in local shows in the Northwest Georgia, Chattanooga area ever since.
Yes, nice. Good story, Kurt. I wasn't bored for a second, by the
good,
way.
Good.
I wasn't bored for not a second. So we're going to, what I'd like for Spencer and Levi to do is to do a little scene from us to give you a little taste of what you are going to expect when you come see the show. So tell us about what scene you're going to be doing.
So this is the first scene in the show. This is what kicks off the show. And
first scenes do.
Ken and Chris, as they do. Yes, thanks, honey. So Ken and Chris have just arrived at this house. There's nothing. There's no food. There are no servants. Servants? Is that what they still called them in
1990.
Yeah. Oops. And we have found that my best friend, everybody said, but it's really my best friend, Charlie, has... can I reveal this? Is this a spoiler?
It's the plot, right?
Charlie has shot himself in the ear. And I'm just so distraught about that. And we don't know what's happening. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We don't know much. And these are just very rich people in disarray. Which really is could be an alternative title for the show.
Rich people in disarray.
Rich people in disarray.
Or keeping up appearances.
Right? Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll get in touch with Neil Simon. I'll have to call Heaven.
Okay. He's very, very busy up there.
He's busy. All right. Well, let's have it.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Did he call yet?
When I yelled up?
Call him again.
I called him twice. They're looking for him. How is he?
I'm not sure. He's bleeding like crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's all over the room. I don't know why people decorate in white. If he doesn't call in 2 minutes, call the hospital.
I'm gonna have to have a cigarette, Ken.
After 18 months, the hell you are. Hold on to yourself, will you?
I can't believe this is happening. Ding. Oh, God. Ken, the phone is ringing. Hello? Dr. Dudley? Oh, Dr. Dudley, I'm so glad it's you. Your service said you were at the theater.
Is that the doctor?
I never would have bothered you, but this is an emergency.
Is that the doctor?
I'm Chris Gorman. My husband Ken and I are good friends of Charlie Brock.
Is that the doctor?
It's the doctor! It's the doctor!
Why didn't you say so?
Dr. Dudley, I'm afraid there's been an accident. I would have called my own doctor, but my husband's a lawyer, and under these circumstances, he thought it better to have Charlie's own physician. Well, we just arrived here at Charlie's house about 10 minutes ago, and as we were getting out of the car, we suddenly heard this enormous...
Don't say anything.
What?
Don't tell him what happened.
Don't tell him?
Just do what I say.
What about Charlie?
No, he's all right. It's just a powder burn. Don't tell him about the gunshot.
But they got the doctor out of the theater.
Don't tell him he tripped down the stairs and banged his head. He's all right.
But what about the blood?
The bullet went through his earlobe. It's nothing. I don't want him to know.
But I already said we were getting out of the car, and we suddenly heard an enormous what? What did we hear?
We heard...
Oh, just a minute, Doctor.
We heard an enormous thud.
Thud?
When he tripped down the stairs.
Good. Good. That's good. Yeah. Dr. Dudley, I'm sorry. I was talking to my husband. Well, we heard this enormous thud. It seemed Charlie tripped going up the stairs.
Down
the stairs, but he's all right.
He's sitting up in bed. He'll call him in the morning.
You! He'll call you in the morning.
You're very sorry you disturbed him.
I'm very sorry I disturbed you.
But he's really fine. Thank you. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Him. Tell him. Thank him. And say goodbye.
Oh, thank you and goodbye, Doctor. What? Oh, just a minute. Any dizziness?
No dizziness.
No dizziness. What? Oh, can he move his limbs?
Yes, he can move everything. Get off the phone.
They got the doctor out of Phantom of the Opera. Yes, he can move everything. What? Oh, any slurring of the speech?
No! No slurring of the speech!
Don't yell at me, he'll hear it! No slurring of the speech.
I've got to get back to Charlie.
Any what? Any ringing of the ears?
I can't believe this. No, tell him no.
Yes, a little ringing in the ears.
I told you to say no.
It's more believable to have ringing.
Jeez.
Who? His wife? Myra? Oh, yes, Myra's here.
No, she's not here. Don't tell him she's here. He'll want to speak to her.
Dr. Dudley, my mistake. She's not here. I thought she was, but she wasn't.
She just stepped out. She'll be back in a minute.
She just stepped back. She'll be out in a minute. Yes, I'll tell her to call. Okay, thank you, Dr. Dudley. Yeah, enjoy the show. Ken and I saw it, and we loved it, especially the second act. Oh, who's playing the Phantom tonight?
Are you going to review the whole damn show?
Oh, Charlie's calling me. Just a minute, Charlie! He sounds a lot better. I have to go. Yes, Doctor, I will. Don't you ever do that to me again. He must suspect something's wrong. I didn't get his name right once.
If anyone calls again, don't answer it.
Then why did you tell me to answer that one?
Because I thought the bullet went through his head, not his earlobe. Fix me a double vodka. I left Charlie standing in the shower.
If he drowns, you're making that call.
That was wonderful. The show runs February 4th, 5th, 6th. 4th and 5th at 7:30. The 6th at 2 o'clock as a matinee. And then the 10th, 11th, 12th at 7:30. New time for ACT, which we're excited about. For all of you who go to sleep early, that's 30 minutes extra. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the theater.